Hallo, ich bin Wiebke und ich nutze meine Stimme für die Demokratie, damit eben nicht nur gemeckert wird über die da oben, sondern damit ich mitgestalte, wie wir leben. Und ich finde, wir sollten alle mal drüber nachdenken, wofür wir eigentlich sind und wofür auch du ein Zeichen setzen kannst. Wir leben in einem Land, in dem so vieles eben nicht selbstverständlich ist. Dass wir in Frieden leben, dass wir unsere Meinung frei äußern können, dass wir Menschen helfen, die in Not sind und ja, dass wir unsere Stimme eben Parteien geben können, die sich auch weiterhin für Demokratie einsetzen. Also, ich gehe wählen, du auch. Gib der Demokratie deine Stimme.
Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Life Sucks by Michael I. Bennett. Life can be filled with challenges, setbacks, and disappointments that can leave us feeling overwhelmed and stuck. From navigating difficult relationships to dealing with financial stress or health issues, it's easy to see why some people may feel like life sucks. But what if I told you that you have more control over your happiness and well-being than you think? In his book, Life Sucks, Michael I. Bennett explores the common pitfalls and traps that can lead us down a path of negativity and misery. By offering practical strategies and insights, Bennett shows readers how to break free from the cycle of despair and start living a more fulfilling and meaningful life. One example Bennett offers is the concept of reframing negative situations. Instead of viewing a setback as a failure, Bennett encourages readers to see it as an opportunity for growth and learning. For instance, let's say you didn't get the promotion you were hoping for at work. Instead of wallowing in self-pity and negativity, Bennett suggests looking at the situation from a different perspective. Maybe this setback is a sign that it's time to explore new career opportunities or develop new skills. By reframing the situation in a positive light, you can turn what initially seemed like a failure into a stepping stone towards a brighter future. This is just one of the many practical tips and insights Bennett shares in Life Sucks. If you're tired of feeling stuck in a cycle of negativity, and want to start living a more fulfilling and meaningful life, then this book is a must-read. So, are you ready to take control of your happiness and well-being? Join Bennett on this transformative journey and discover the power of positivity and resilience in the face of life's challenges. In the upcoming text, we will examine the top three key concepts from this book. 1. Embracing the inevitable struggles and disappointments in life can lead to greater resilience and personal growth. 2. Accepting that life has its share of challenges and difficulties can help individuals manage their expectations and find contentment. 3. By adopting a realistic mindset and acknowledging that life is not perfect, individuals can develop a more balanced and positive outlook. Bennett emphasizes the importance of not running away from difficulties or pretending they don't exist, but rather facing them head-on and using them as opportunities for growth. He believes that by accepting the struggles and disappointments that life throws our way, we can become stronger and more resilient individuals. One of the key takeaways from Life Sucks is that setbacks are not the end of the road, but rather a chance to learn and grow. Bennett uses the example of a career setback to illustrate this point. Instead of wallowing in self-pity or giving up, individuals can use the experience to reflect on what went wrong, learn from their mistakes, and come back even stronger in the future. By shifting our perspective and viewing setbacks as stepping stones towards success, we can transform disappointment into motivation and resilience. Moreover, Bennett introduces the concept of post-traumatic growth, which suggests that individuals who have faced significant hardships can actually experience personal growth and positive change as a result. By embracing the challenges and struggles in life, individuals can develop a deeper sense of self-awareness, inner strength, and resilience. Rather than letting difficult experiences break us, Bennett encourages us to use them as opportunities for personal growth and transformation. In essence, Life Sucks encourages readers to embrace the inevitable struggles and disappointments in life, rather than running away from them. By acknowledging and accepting these challenges, we can cultivate greater resilience, strength, and personal growth. Bennett's message is clear. Life is not always easy, but by facing our struggles with courage and optimism, we can emerge as stronger, more resilient individuals. Overall, Life Sucks serves as a powerful reminder that life is full of ups and downs, but it is how we respond to challenges that ultimately shapes our character and defines our path. By embracing and learning from the inevitable struggles in life, we can cultivate a greater sense of resilience, personal growth, and ultimately, a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Bennett's message is a call to action for readers to confront their challenges head-on, with the understanding that within every difficulty lies the potential for growth and transformation.
Hallo liebe Hundefreunde, in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog erzählt uns Lisa, wie sie Raketenwissenschaft nutzen konnte, um ihren Pflegehund Mia auf ihr neues für immer Zuhause vorbereiten zu können. Was sich genau dahinter verbirgt, erfahrt ihr überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Und natürlich bekommt ihr auch wieder viele gute Tipps von unserer Hundeexpertin Melanie Lippisch. Wir hören uns also bei
Iswas Dog. Ein Herrchen möchte lernen, seinen Hund besser zu verstehen. Mit Malte Asmus.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Hallo, ich bin Wiebke und ich nutze meine Stimme für die Demokratie, damit eben nicht nur gemeckert wird über die da oben, sondern damit ich mitgestalte, wie wir leben. Und ich finde, wir sollten alle mal drüber nachdenken, wofür wir eigentlich sind und wofür auch du ein Zeichen setzen kannst. Wir leben in einem Land, in dem so vieles eben nicht selbstverständlich ist. Dass wir in Frieden leben, dass wir unsere Meinung frei äußern können, dass wir Menschen helfen, die in Not sind und ja, dass wir unsere Stimme eben Parteien geben können, die sich auch weiterhin für Demokratie einsetzen. Also, ich gehe wählen, du auch. Gib der Demokratie deine Stimme.